Welcome to the Pensacola Expert Panel. This hour is presented by Key Marine, who's responsible for the information and opinions expressed during the show.
I ain't got a high-powered motor. I don't own a wakeboard. I got a 1970 Morton guitar and an outdoor carpet dance floor. I got burgers on the grill and beer on ice, and I'll probably be seeing you soon. I ain't making no waves, ain't starting no fights, just cruising in my pontoon. All I need is me and my girl parked in a club in the glow of the moonlight.
Good morning, good morning. You're listening to your weekly Boat Smart. Stefan Schmidt, he's going to guide us through everything, navigate per se. Good morning, Stefan.
Good morning. I was wondering what the pun was going to be this morning, and navigate is
I was
it,
gonna
apparently.
Say, tug a lot, like, you know, I don't know what a tugboat does, but.
They actually don't tug most of the time, push.
Oh, that's
so
true.
I don't know why they call them tugboats, but.
Oh, my goodness. You're just,
yeah.
That's really a good point. Listen. We're going to,
yeah.
If anything should be renamed in this world, okay, politically correct ones, maybe it should be.
Yeah, rename the tugboat to a pushboat. I don't know. I tell you, that's a subject for another day, though. I have to figure that one out. Maybe I'll let my students do that research.
That is too funny. I can't wait to hear how your students are doing this week, too.
Oh yeah, we're still wide open at school, and although we're getting ready for summer school, But we are wide open. You are listening to Boat Smart. It is a call-in show. You can call or text us at 850-437-1620. 850-437-1620. Text or call if you have any questions or comments about my program, the Marine Service Program over at Georgetown Technical College. Maybe you have a comment about your boat or a question. I'm more than happy to try to answer those comments and questions. You can give us a call or text 850-437-1620. Boat Smart is sponsored by Key Marine Center of Northwest Florida. Key Marine is located at 5621 Bower Road here in Pensacola. The phone number 850-492-0487. I've never called out there and they'd not answer the phone. I'll tell you, they answer that phone and they will take your calls. So call them if you have any questions, you need some boat service, that kind of thing. 850-492-0487. Key Marine is your Yamaha and Mercury Repower Center, special discounting prices on all Yamaha and Mercury motors. Key Marine specializes in service and repair on all MerCruiser, Mercury, and Yamaha product. They have trained technicians that can provide top-notch product service and repair. They can come to you also, so they do service calls. They can go to your house. They can go to your marina or high dry and service your boat at those locations also. So keep that in mind when you're getting ready to get your boat service. You don't have to take it to them because they will come to you for sure. I am the Marine instructor over at Georgetown Technical College. Georgetown is located at 2400 Longleaf Drive here in Pensacola. You can catch them on the web at georgetowncollege.edu. The phone number 850-941-6200. They have a great chat feature on that page. You can check it out. That's the best way to get a hold of somebody or come by and see us. The phones are always busy over there. Sometimes you'll have to leave a message on the phones, but they will call you back. But the best way to do it is to get on that chat feature at georgetowncollege.edu. Remember, we have scholarships available. You must pre-qualify. VA and Pell Grants are also available. So check them out. Get that information. Talk to a counselor. Talk to a instructor at whatever class you're interested in. Hopefully it's the Marine Service class over at Georgetown. We are more than happy to help you out in your education needs and career choices. So that's what we do. We help you with career choices and we help you with education needs. So georgetowncollege.edu. I tell you, we've had a busy, busy week, and we had guest speakers come by this week. And I really enjoy having people come by and talk to my class out of our industry. So this week, we had two gentlemen come by on Wednesday to talk to my students, and they were there for about an hour and a half, taking questions and answering questions and talking a little bit about this business that they were representing. And we had Thomas T.J. James come by. I call him T.J. He's a friend of mine. I've known him for, oh gosh, about 12 years or more. T.J. And also we had Ben Stoddart come by. These gentlemen are from Arco Marine. Arco Marine. Arco Marine is located here in Pensacola, Florida. this is a great company. This company is a starting and charging company. They build alternators and starters and trim motors, and they manufacture these things in Pensacola, Florida. A USA company that their products, even the supplies that they get, come from U.S. companies. And they build these products here in Pensacola. This is for the marine industry, and they do so many different things. And TJ just joined them a few months ago, I believe. And TJ actually comes from the marine industry for as long as I have, but he's always been in the manufacturing side. He has actually came from CDI Electronics, which I was very well involved with, and they were involved with our class. Came from CDI Electronics, and then he went to T&H Marine, and now he's here in Pensacola with ARCO. So that is a great connection with TJ. And then Ben was with them also, and he was there talking to my students and talking about the different things that ARCO does and that type of stuff. And Ben is VP of Operations and New Product Development. So these two gentlemen combined talked to my students and brought us some cool stuff. They brought us some ARCO clocks and a load checker for some batteries and a banner and tech guides, which was very important. I think out of all those things, the tech guides was what my students really, really enjoyed. So the reason I'm talking about ARCO, of course, you know, not only are they a local business that supplies our local area, they actually supply starters and alternators and these trim motors all over the world. But they're located here in Pensacola, and you would never believe that, you know, businesses like this would be here. They're kind of low-key in that area over there. You really don't know that what that building is unless you're probably in the marine industry. But when you drive by that facility, you'll see starters and alternators and pictures of those things on the side of the building. And it's a manufacturing plant, and they hire a lot of people at that location. So it was great for them to come by. They were actually helping my students to understand troubleshooting of starters and things like that. So my students were really engaged with these gentlemen, talking to them back and forth, asking questions and understanding, trying to get an understanding of start systems and that kind of stuff. And when I have guest speakers of this caliber come by my classroom and talk to my students, it really gives them another opportunity to learn. And when they talk to my students and the students ask questions, it's fun to watch their eyes light up and they're ready for another question and they're holding their hand, hey, I got a question, this kind of thing. But the best part of it was the actual tech guide that TJ handed out. And ARCO has this tech guide. It helps to help the whoever, it actually it would be a general public or whatever, but it really works great in my class. It teaches you methods of how to troubleshoot a start system or a charging system or a trim system. And it's a real, like, easy step-by-step tech guide. And I use these tech guides in my classroom and in my shop. And when students have issues with start systems, they check out those tech guides and they go in and troubleshoot using these ARCO tech guides. I've been using them for years. And another exciting thing about this is in about 10 days, we're going to do a tour of ARCO. So we're going to go over there and actually get to see the facility. And the students are going to walk around and they're going to see the manufacturing department and that kind of stuff. And we're excited about that. But also ARCO brought to us an opportunity for employment too. So we're working on that to where students can possibly either go into this industry of manufacturing, and it's not just manufacturing, it's troubleshooting. They have a tech line where they help customers that have issues with starters and alternators, and it doesn't have to be their starter or alternator. You can call them with a question about a starter or alternator, and then they'll help you walk through that process, and hopefully you'll turn around and buy an ARCO starter or alternator or whatever they have available for you over there. But they're there to help the community. And I was really impressed with these gentlemen when they come by. And Ben has just been there for a few months, I believe. And it's actually was just purchased by two other gentlemen a few months back. So they're redoing some things with ARCO that's very exciting. And I've always liked ARCO just for the fact that their product's been really good and they stand behind things. But now they have improved it so much and are working on it more to improve it, not only the products, but the actual how they treat employees and how the employees are, you know, the benefits and those kind of things too. So when you think about Pensacola, you're thinking about starting a charging in the marine industry, think about ARCO Marine, and you know, you can think about it. And I think they sell to the public. I'm not sure of that, but they're located over there at 3921 Navy Boulevard. So you can check them out on the web also. They got a great web page too. So anyway, that was our excitement for the week as far as guest speakers. And, you know, we, as a school, as a Marine Service program, we do this quite often. We have professionals come into our classroom to talk to our students. That is so beneficial to the students, right?
Oh, yeah.
To understand what's out there, to understand that they have the backing of so many people in this industry. They can pick up a phone and call ARCO, or they can email ARCO, or they can call or email Mercury Marine or Yamaha Marine, and we have such close connections with the representatives out in the field that my students are even able to talk to them and things like that. So they know they're not alone in this industry as they get into the industry, and they know they're not alone, and they have so many people supporting them. And the great thing, and I'm not going to talk about ARCO after this one comment. I know this is a Key Marine show, but you know, I'm excited about ARCO coming in. They are all 100% behind tech schools. They want to get in these tech schools to help the students, to get them excited to be in the marine industry, to let them know that they're there to back them up. So thank you to TJ, and thank you to Ben for stopping by and talking to our class. We really appreciate that, and we're looking forward to a long-term business relationship with y'all, and we're excited about that tour we're going to get over there. So thanks again for coming by and visiting with our students. So again, we're real busy at school. We've got a lot of projects going on, many, many hands-on projects going. One of the projects that we did this week was a hydraulic steering system. So my students were able to install a brand new hydraulic steering system in a boat. And you'll like this, Jenna. When the students were working on a boat, if you have a boat, and I think this boat's maybe a 21-footer, it's hard to put 17 people in a 21-foot boat, right?
It's a little crowded, I mean.
Yeah, a little crowded, right? So what we did, but I have a couple of boats, you know, parked around this boat. We had students standing up in boats next to this boat, all right, overlooking into the other boat that we were putting the hydraulic steering in. And then we had students on ladders and little platforms, all of them looking into this boat while I had three students working on this system, because they can't always get their hands on it. So when we have something like this going on, I invite all the students out. I say, hey, I go in the shop. I say, hey, anybody want to see how to install a hydraulic system or how to bleed the system? We're actually bleeding the system at this point. And we invited everybody out, and they all stood around this boat and learned how to bleed the hydraulic system. So what I was doing, as the students were doing the process, I was explaining the process and why we were doing the steps that we were doing. And it was a great learning experience for my students. They all enjoyed that. And even though they may not have their hands on it,
right,
they at least get to see it.
Right. That is too cool.
Yeah. And you can't always, when you come into my class, you're not always going to get your hands on everything. In 1,350 hours, virtually impossible to make that happen. So a lot of times we use those type of lessons where a student that's working on something, we gather other students around and let them help them or explain to them what they're doing, so they at least get the visual and the idea of the steps and things like that. So we do everything we can to make those kind of learning experiences happen over at Georgetown Technical College in the Marine Service class. We just try to make things better. Remember, this is a call-in show. You can call us or text us at 850-437-1620. 850-437-1620 is the phone number. So give us a call or text if you have any questions or comments. I got a comment. It is going to be a great weekend.
Yes.
The sun is shining. Oh. It's going to be a great weekend. So get your boat ready. Get out there and make sure that you got all your safety gear on it. Make sure that everything's ready to go. But get out on the water. Get away from all this mess that's going on on the TVs, and get away from your phones and go out on the water and enjoy the weekend. It's going to be a great time to do that this weekend. So get out there and get on your boat and enjoy the weekend. First step to making that happen, though, is make sure you're serviced correctly. So give Key Marine a call if you need some service work done. They're getting busy. I told y'all last week that I was going to go visit Key Marine last Friday. And I did that after I got off the show. I took off and actually I rode the Harley out there. That was a nice day. So I rode the bike out there and visited Key Marine. And they are expanding their service and rigging departments. And I went out to see what they were doing. And I was speaking with Mickey, the owner of that dealership. And I'm very excited about what they've got going on. They have at least added a third or more to their working area of the facility. They purchased a building that they were attached to, and they've expanded this area. And now they have two huge doors that go into this huge shop area, and they're working on making it perfect for the technicians to work in. And they're working on getting everything cleaned up, and they continue to do that. And I'm excited about what they're doing out at Key Marine, because the reason they're doing this, Jenna and my listeners, the reason they're doing this is because they want to be able to provide several things. They want to provide a great work environment for their technicians, first of all. In turn, they want to provide a great place to take your boat to get serviced, okay? And speaking with Mickey about this, you start to understand that he cares so much about his employees, and he cares so much about his customers, that he just wants to make everything pristine and correct and right, not only in rigging departments, but in the service departments and those kind of things. He wants everything to not only look good, he wants it to be functional. So when the technicians and the rigging department is working on boats, that they're able to flow their workload through in a good manner, where things flow through and they're not waiting to move a boat or they're waiting for parts and that kind of stuff. So he's really got a great idea on what he's doing. So he's expanding. Key Marine is expanding their service and rigging area. They're also looking to expand their service on the road service area as well, adding another van to that. And it's just great to hear that right now, isn't it? That businesses are trying to expand in the marine industry, that they're looking to hire technicians and people in the marine industry. And it's just a great time for the marine industry right now. And, you know, speaking with Mickey and understanding those that there is a need for technicians in the industry, and that businesses are expanding a little bit to fit that need, not only to just take care of the customers, but to add more employees to that, to their businesses. So it's a great time, and people are really, the businesses are looking for help, and we're mm-hmm. supplying that, and it's really working out real well.
Oh, yeah. It's a beautiful thing knowing there are plenty of jobs, and there are also places where you can go and expand, you know, your expertise. So nothing's holding us back except for ourselves.
Yeah. And with Key Marine, I'm trying to count how many technicians they got out there from our school. I believe it's four from George Stone. And it's amazing to me when I look at these different dealerships, how many students that I have in these locations throughout Pensacola area, throughout Orange Beach and Gulf Shores, and over in Gulf Breeze, and all the way up into Alabama and different locations through the Southeast. And it's very exciting for that to happen. I've got another exciting thing coming on. I was going to talk about Treaders this week, but I'm not going to do that. I'm going to talk about Treaders next week, because I got so much excitement going on at George Stone in the Marine Service class that I want to talk about this. We got some special visitors coming in June, and I'm so excited about this. I have several people are coming from Yamaha Marine from Atlanta. They're going to come down here, fly down, drive down, and they're going to visit our school. And, you know, I have Jeff Crane comes by, and he visits. He's the service rep for Yamaha. But, and I've had some other people come by, but for them to send, can you call it a delegation, a group of people to visit our schools to see what we're doing, because apparently they believe we're doing it right. And I like that. I like to think that we are the front runner of what's going on in our industry as far as supplying technicians in our industry. So they're going to send some personnel down here from corporate. And we are going to, they're going to come by my classroom and they're going to spend the day with me in my classroom. And they're going to interview my students and look at our products and things like that and what we have there. And then after that, they're going to spend a couple days out in the field. They're going to go to locations where I have students working, and they're going to interview those students and work and talk to those students in the dealerships and see how this all came about, I guess, or try to figure out how we are able to place so many people in the industry, in not only in our area, but throughout the Southeast. So I'm excited about that visit. I'm excited about them coming down here to talk to me and to visit us and to work with us and to continue to give the support that they give our school, you know, with the Yamaha product and the online training and the tech support and all that. It's very exciting for them to come here and visit with us. So that's something that I really have to look forward to when they come down. I'm excited about that. And I think it's a great opportunity, not only for us as a school, but the dealerships and people in our location.
Yeah,
you know, and what they're going to do, from what I understand, is they're going to use me as an example for other tech schools. So that's a good thing.
Come on now, just pat yourself on the back. That's a pretty big deal right there.
Yeah, I think so, because, you know, if we're doing it right, we want other tech schools to do it right.
Right, right? You're showing off your boat smarts.
I'm boat smart, for sure. Hey, when you've been in this business for, I'm going to say, okay, can I say 20 years? Does that count? You might be able to double that now. You kind of get boat smart.
I think more the better. You're showing off that you have that experience. Sometimes it's, experience is expertise, okay? So you're showing it.
Yeah, well, yeah, you're right, and it's good to have the expertise and the experience and that, and it's good to have the people around you, like Mercury Marine, like Yamaha Marine, like Arco Marine, like the dealerships that we have in our network around you with the same expertise and that type of experience that we share with our students and those kind of things. And I continue to learn different things also by connecting with these people out in the industry. I learn also, and then I pass those lessons again along to the students. And I think one of the main reasons that we are successful is because we stay up with the technology of today. We don't bury our heads in the sand and say, you know, we don't want to get on the computers and we don't want to continue to learn. We're happy with what we have. We're never happy with what we have. We want to continue to move forward. We want to continue to move the students into the new technology that's out there. And it's ever changing. Every day it changes. And we stay up with that. And that's so very important to do that as a school that teaches technology. You have to stay up with technology, and the marine industry is really catching up with things and maybe more advanced than a lot of car manufacturers and stuff like that. So, you know, it's a good time, and students, you know, are learning so much with the technology and that kind of stuff that we have available to the students through these manufacturers and through our business partners. One other thing I want to touch, and this is really cool. I have a student right now that is teaching another student how to rig out a console. They asked me, hey, can we pull this console apart and rig it out? Now I have a student teaching another student. I just go by every once in a while to check on them. Isn't that cool?
Yeah, that is.
Peer-to-peer training. Well, it doesn't get any better than that.
And I bet you that makes them feel good and feel confident, and it helps them out a lot.
It does. It really does. I tell you, it's just been a great week, and I know I talked a lot, but I guess that's what I'm supposed to do. But we're getting down on time.
It would be weird if you didn't. I'm just going to say, Stefan, if you just hopped on and then stopped, we would worry about you.
Exactly. So let me go ahead and thank Key Marine Center of Northwest Florida. Key Marine, we thank you for sponsoring the show. You know how very important it is to provide an education for them. For the people that's wanting to get in the marine industry. So we thank you for sponsoring the show. We thank you for the listeners, and we will be back next week to maybe talk about trailers. We'll see what happens.